Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So the topic of this week's conversation is reflective practice. Now, for those of you who know me, you'll know I'm a real advocate for reflective practice. And as an organization, you know, this is something we really pride ourselves on, that we're really focused on reflective practice. We all do it ourselves. We do it at the end of the week collectively. It's an important part of who we are. And, you know, we've seen the power of it ourselves, so much so that we create products and services to help organizations with facing into how to do reflective practice, because it's not easy. And I just want to share with you very briefly the how I got into it, but also more recently why it's relevant now. So when I was an area manager, I was in operations, I was an area manager, and I'd been doing the role for about 3 years. Now, the first year was hard work, second year slightly easier. By the third year, you're finally getting the results and getting the fruits of your labor, if you like. I had a fantastic team. They were working really hard. And, you know, we were firing on all four cylinders. We were getting some great results. At the time, my manager, who was fantastic, she used to meet up every month to catch up, to see how we were doing, performance review, and just to check in. Now, I met her in this particular month, and the results were fantastic. And she said, "How are you getting on?" And I shared with her, you know, "Great, fantastic. Have you seen the results?" And she said, "Yeah, I've seen the results. How are you getting on?" And I didn't understand the question. I couldn't understand what she was trying to get at, because what greater thing was there than the results? Now, I was very proud of the results. The team had done a fantastic job. We'd all worked really, really hard. So we were really proud of the results. But when I think in that context of what was going on in my life, my typical day was made up of me getting up around 5-6 in the morning, leaving the house fairly early, and all day I'd be out and about. And I'd get home for about 8 or 9, and sometimes my wife would say to me, "You know, what did you have for lunch?" And I'd have to really think about it, because I couldn't remember having lunch. And there was a reason behind that, because often I'd miss lunch. I hadn't complained, it was only because she'd made me aware of it, otherwise it wasn't an issue. But my manager clearly saw something in me that raised her concern in her. She said, "How are you getting on?" And she said, "I tell you what, I want you to take time out to reflect." Now, at the time when you're the best performer, you're doing very well, you don't have time for lunch, your whole world is being, you know, turned upside down. And she said, "I want you to take time out to reflect." And she pinned me down to a day each week and a time each week. "When are you going to do it? On what day?" She then rang up my area secretary and said, "Clear his diary for that time, he will be reflecting." Now, this was a scary moment. This was all getting very real. And she then made it even more real by saying, "Failure to follow instructions from a line manager is a disciplinary offence. You will do this," with a little wink. And she left me to it. Now, I have to say, at the time, whilst I was in turmoil, it was the best thing she could have done for me. Taking time to think. And I realised at that moment then, and actually I say at that moment, it took me several weeks to go through the pain of stopping all those thoughts of life admin that come in when you finally pause to manage that, so I could focus on the task that really needed time and attention. But I realised the power of reflective practice in that moment and how important it was for me. And I haven't stopped. It's probably been about 15 years since, and I haven't stopped doing this. It's been so powerful for me. And in fact, as a team, we do it, as I said, regularly. And recently, though, with COVID, with all that's been going on, with the high stress and anxiety across the world, with lots of different sectors, I find myself in a very unique situation where for about 4 years now, I've been trying to get some projects off the ground that are really, really important to me. But just the timing meant they just weren't happening. And finally, I found myself in a situation where I could focus and concentrate on getting these projects off the ground. I got the team together, shared with them the vision of what I'm looking to achieve and why, and they were fully, fully supportive. They could see it, and what I love about my team is they share the same crazy passion I have of how we can change the world, and, you know, doing things because they're the right things to do, and they matter because people matter. So we're all a crazy bunch. And anyway, they shared my passion, and we've been working really, really hard on trying to get some of this work done. But I've had to personally take a bit of time out to reflect, because the timelines I was putting in place, in my excitement and enthusiasm of getting these things done, weren't realistic. You know, we've had to reevaluate the timelines, and we're about 3.5 weeks off pulling off one of the projects that we'd originally put a timeline in place. Now, you might say, in the grand scheme of things, 3.5 weeks, what difference does it make? And that's exactly the point. It doesn't. I needed to take time out to reflect. In my haste of trying to get this work done, you can get caught up in a state of flow, which, you know, most people think is great for productivity, but actually it can also be, it can flip too far the other way, where you're in a state of flow and you lose track. You lose track of what's important and the passion. I mean, passion's a really, really important thing. For me personally, I want to make sure we do everything we do with passion. And when you put timelines in place that can, I guess, impact negatively upon the passion, they can sort of tinge what you're trying to do. I think it just taking time to reflect has allowed me to realize what's important, why, and 3.5 weeks isn't going to change anything other than us giving us a time to pace the work properly and continue to be passionate about it. So, you know, when do you take time to think? And when you do take time to think, is it just sitting there quietly sorting out life admin? And sometimes that's important. That in itself can help clear our mind of some of the work we need to do. And I read a great book about your mind at work, David Rock, and he describes the mind being as a stage. And you can only have so many actors on stage at any given time. We only have a finite capacity to think of things. You know, multitasking isn't a thing. We have to distract ourselves from one item to then focus on another. And so when do we take time to think? When do we take time to focus? And it's just been a personal journey for me to make sure that I was taking that time to think and reflect about what's really important. We're going to get the work done. Of course we are. But it's got to be to the highest standards and with passion. And it's just important to reflect on that. So I wanted to share that reflection with you all. Taking time to think, reflective practice. If anybody's new to this subject, I would urge you to go out there and do some research. Two questions I would ask you to use. What am I making it mean, and what else could it mean? We make meaning of all the situations and events that go on around us, rightly or wrongly. And it's challenging our beliefs and assumptions to say, is that true? And trying to see the events and situations through a new perspective, a different lens, allowing us to challenge those beliefs and assumptions. And good and bad. Sometimes we think it's just negative, but it's also good. So is what I think going on? What am I making it mean? And the emotions then that we attach to it, by taking a step back, reflecting, allowing us to reevaluate the situation, allows us to then attach different emotions, allows us to feel differently about some of these things. It's really important. So if you're new to it, please, I would urge you to go out there and explore, ask the team here at the Engagement Coach, we're advocates of it. So, but reflective practice is a personal situation that I've been through where I saw this window of opportunity and threw everything at it. Just intense work. We worked like the clappers, and it's made me personally reflect and take a step back to say, actually, it's okay if we do it properly and delay it, because it matters. So anyway, so that's reflective practice, a really important subject for me personally. So that's all from me today. Please join us again next week. Next week we'll have more guests on board talking about leadership development, employee engagement, and everything else in between. That's all from me today. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I will see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.